Question is, what does it mean when the Bible says to do something as unto the Lord?
Oh, this is actually a pretty cool. Let me look the verse up just because. Let me just look in the New King James Version real quick.
I think it's. I mean, it's in Colossians 3:23, but I mean, I don't know if that's where we're. And whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And unto men.
Where is that?
It's Colossians 3:23.
Okay.
But you had started from 22. The servants obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing the Lord. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men.
Well, this is pretty cool, too, if you don't mind me just taking this. Because the real cool thing, actually, about this is that, well, how do we do things? It says do it as unto the Lord, right? So, like, what we're doing right now, right? We're doing something for the purpose of God, right? This is, you know, if you've been to this church for a while, I'll explain this, but this is service to the purpose of God, right? Preaching the gospel, what we're doing right now. Well, how does one do this? Well, we know for one, right, you could say, well, you know, you don't do it, the Holy Spirit does it through you. Okay, so, yep, so that's good. But how do we allow God to do this through us, right? Because the Bible says that that we can serve God with reverence and godly fear, right? So, like, it says that we can do that. So we know the Holy Spirit can serve through us in whatever the capacity. But how do we allow God to do that through us? Well, we do it from the heart, right? That's how we do it. So what he's saying here is the same way that you would do anything for God, do it, because that word heartily is a terrible translation. I'll read from the Young's Literal Translation.
I was going to tell you that the Young Literal reads great.
Yeah, pretty because cool. It says, servants, obey in all things those who are masters according to the flesh, not in eye service as men pleasers. In other words, when you're doing something, don't do it to be a man pleaser, but in simplicity of heart. And simplicity of heart actually means like singleness of heart.
Yep.
Okay, so he's already telling you, your service can happen by you just being single in your heart. Pretty cool. And then he says, fearing God. Fearing God actually means to obey his commandments. All right? That's actually the fear of God, is to obey his commandments. So you could say that the way that you actually serve effectively, properly, is actually just by being single in your heart and fearing God, keeping his commandments. And it says, and all, whatever you may do, out of the soul work as to the Lord and not to men. And so this is out of the soul, but other translations, I'm not even sure what it is. It says out of the heart or from the heart. But whether you say soul or heart, the problem is with this translation is that it says do it heartily, right? So heartily means like
effort.
Do it like with oomph.
Right.
So because, I mean, doesn't just jive perfectly with traditional Christianity today? Whatever you do, go the extra mile, do it with oomph. You say, well, Pastor Mike, you know, the Bible does say about going the extra mile. Again, well, I'm not going to go into that Sermon on the Mount concept right there, but I'll just take this just because this is what we're talking about for right now. Heartily, it's just the traditional Christianity. It's like God wants us to do, you know, certain things, love God, love people, and that whole thing, and, you know, and just serve people, and that's what God wants us to do. You're like, wait, hold on a second. If you knew God's commandments, then you would just know, well, I thought the only thing, which is why this person's asking this question to begin with, I thought that all that God really wanted us to do was just, you know, love God with my heart, with my soul, with my mind, right? And with all vehemence of my heart, right? That's what the word strength means after that. Yep. And so with all oomph of my heart, that's how God wants anything to be done or manifest in my life. It needs to come from the heart. All he's saying here is that if you want to do a good job for your master or for your employer or for whatever the case may be, he says, you know, this is how you actually do it. You don't got to worry about the results themselves. He said, do this with singleness of heart. You just obey the commandments of God, fearing God. If you do this in singleness of heart, just obeying the commandments of God, he said, do this. He said, out of the soul, let that work be done. Out of your heart, let that work be done. Why? Because your heart is single on the Lord. Your heart is girding up the loins of your mind. Your heart is single on the Lord. And because your heart is single on the Lord, obeying his commandments, out of the soul, do it from the heart. All he's doing is giving them advice on effective service in any capacity, is that, you know what, ultimately it doesn't come down with what you're doing, comes down to what your heart is doing. And it's not, when I say from the heart, I don't mean good intentions. I mean from the heart in obeying God in your heart, which is the obedience of faith. So yep. Yeah, that's how that works. So again, another good thing, again, like we said before, you know, we're taught by the Holy Spirit, so that's ultimately the point. But the Holy Spirit will show you if there's, like, something more wrong with something. That's why a lot of times when you have questions like that, either it could just be you're interpreting it wrong, and you look at something and you're like, hey, does that really make sense with the gospel that I've heard so far? Not so much. Sometimes, though, the Lord can show you, like, you know what? This word is probably weird here.
Yeah.
Right, heartily. Like, what? Heartily?
But if anything doesn't jive with the gospel, you know something's up with it.
Right. And, like I said, and sometimes it is your interpretation of it.
Right.
And because that's the thing, too. I would never advise someone to just try to keep looking for a translation until it fits with what you want it to say.
Right.
You don't got to do that. Like I said, because sometimes you just know when people are, like, reaching for, like, an interpretation here. It doesn't sound like it's come out of revelation. Like, oh, my gosh, it just makes so much sense. Of course it's that. It comes off like, well, you know, I mean, in the Greek, it could mean this sometimes. So, you know, this if you look at, you know, you don't got to reach for an interpretation. If you just don't know at the time, you just don't know.
Right.
But, you know, hopefully you can see. If you know what obedience of faith is, it totally makes sense there. You know, that's how the Holy Spirit's able to work through us. He's telling them, you know, with singleness of heart, obey the commandments of God and do that from your heart. So, yeah, that's how it works.
ReformInUs.com